Hello from the newsroom of the Financial Times in London. I'm Katie Martin. Today we're looking at one of the key battlegrounds in the US midterm elections, the Midwestern state of Missouri. Patty Waldmeyer spoke to African American leaders in the state who are hoping that a high turnout by black voters could give the Democratic Senate candidate the edge. Here's her report.
Missouri is a state where east meets west and north meets south, where Route 66 crosses the Mississippi River. It's also at the intersection of the American political divide in next week's midterm elections. The state elected Donald Trump over Hillary Clinton in 2016, but it also elected a Democratic senator, Claire McCaskill, in 2012. She's running this time against Josh Hawley, the state attorney general, who's closely aligned himself with Mr. Trump. Recent polls put the contestants neck and neck. A lot is at stake in the midterm elections nationwide. They could potentially reverse the balance of power in the U.S. Congress. Democrats have to keep seats like that of the Missouri incumbent, Ms. McCaskill, if they are to have any hope of overturning the slim two-seat Republican majority in the Senate. One factor that could swing the vote in Ms. McCaskill's favor would be a large turnout by the state's black voters. I visited St. Louis, one of the state's largest cities, to speak to some African-American leaders about their efforts to inspire more voters to turn out this time. They told me they're hoping to avoid a repeat of the 2016 elections when low black turnout helped put Donald Trump in the White House.
I was them. I was that person that didn't vote, that wasn't involved in the process. So when I'm able to explain it and then they get to see that I'm in a certain position, they're a little more excited about registering to vote and actually voting. So.
That's the voice of Bruce Franks, a rapper and activist who is campaigning to persuade black students and young people to come out to vote this time. He tells me he first got involved in electoral politics after he took part in 2014 protests following the death of unarmed black teenager Michael Brown at the hands of a white police officer in Ferguson, a suburb of St. Louis.
Yeah, it was the murder of Michael Brown, right? Like, that's what drove me to finally think about policy, think about politics, look at who we have in charge. And when the community came together and asked me to run for office, you know, that's what it made sense.
Ferguson turned Mr. Franks into such an advocate for the ballot box that he was later elected to public office as state representative for Missouri's 78th district. Democrats are taking some comfort from the unusually high voter turnout in August's Democratic primary. In that vote, a black Ferguson city councilman upset the long-serving white county prosecutor. Mr. Franks is pragmatic about the choice of Senate candidates on offer.
We may not be happy with our particular choice, and we might have our grievances, but we do have to measure them up against each other and see who is the closest to our interests.
Pastor Cassandra Gould, who uses her Sunday sermon at Quinn Chapel AME Church in Jefferson City, Missouri, to exhort parishioners to vote, is in no doubt over which way the black community should vote. She says the midterms are a referendum on the president.
You have a president that actually amplifies the very violent, racist, reckless history of this country and amplifies the very worst in humanity. If for no other reason, people should like go vote to actually try to stop that train.
She registers voters before the service and will provide transport to polling stations on Election Day. Missouri Black Votes, a coalition of community organizations to which Reverend Gould belongs, says it has registered 87,000 Missouri voters for this poll. Dave Robertson, chair of the Political Science Department at the University of Missouri-St. Louis, estimates that even if half of those are existing voters registering a new address, it could still boost the number of registered black voters by 10%, enough to take Ms. McCaskill over the top.
In 2018, the entire United States Senate is at stake, and this is a very, very close election. It's seen as tied in all the polls so far. It's going to be a real nail biter to decide who wins this seat and probably who wins the control of the U.S. Senate.
That was Patty Waldmeyer reporting from St. Louis, Missouri, and you can find a link to her article in our show notes. Thanks for listening. We'll be back with another news feature tomorrow. In the meantime, look out for our news headlines show called FT News Briefing, which you can find on all the usual podcast platforms and at ft.com/newsbriefing.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of The Next 5 podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of The Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.